Let's talk about, as we have done with the other candidates so far, some national issues first. And the economy is a big concern for a lot of people, especially here in the Moorlands as well. To sort it out, before anything new is promised, it's either going to be cuts in services, higher taxes, more borrowing. If the Green Party were in, how would you improve the economy?
Well, I think we would go with the Green, the problems of the climate, and put investment into the green economy, which would provide jobs and help with the climate emergency at the same time. So we would have a carbon tax, which start at one level and gradually go up. This would not affect people's putting fuel in their petrol tanks, because the level of tax on petrol currently is at the maximum the Green Party would aim to get to for its carbon tax.
I know some of the other parties have talked about, you know, a levy on some of the oil companies or windfall tax, and something Labour's talked about. Is that something as the Green Party? I'd be interested to know your thoughts on that windfall tax on those big oil companies.
Yes, we would definitely want a windfall tax on oil companies. We want to gradually eliminate oil from our economy. It'll take a long time, but that's the direction we want to go. And they do make fantastic profits, which don't come to you and I.
We're going to talk about a number of subjects, and we're going to bounce between the NHS has got a lot of problems, long waiting lists, difficult time to get a GP appointment, hard to find an NHS dentist, waiting times for ambulances and an A&E, junior doctors striking. How would your party and you repair the NHS?
Well, we don't agree with the marketisation of health. We would try to bring things back in-house. I have personal experience of working within the NHS, and it has alarmed me the amount of time my fellow manager clinicians spent answering questions and giving data to commissioners, formulating bids to win the next contract when they could have been seeing patients.
So you disagree with third-party contractors getting NHS services?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about schools. They have problems too. Staff shortages, we're told, lack of money for essential repairs. And we've seen some of the crumbling buildings in the news over the last 12 months. What is your approach to education?
First and foremost, we want children, all children, to have an inspiring experience of being educated. We want to put more resources into special educational needs provision, SEND as it is called. We want more money. I suppose everybody wants more money, but teachers are very hardworking and are currently pretty much overworked, which drives people out. It means people don't want to take on being a head of a school because it's too much to go on. I think Ofsted needs to be radically reformed as well. It's an oppression, I think, to teachers that I have worked with. It's always at the back of their minds, the next.
So how would you regulate schools then and maintain standards?
You would need a system. You're asking me a very difficult question, and I'm not sure I've got a quick and easy answer for that. I think you need to concentrate on maybe less data and more child experience.
Okay. Let's talk about immigration. That's an issue that our listeners have said is one that's high on their agenda, especially in this election. Many people think it's far too high. with particular concerns about migrants arriving in boats across the Channel. This has been all across the news for the last 6 months or so. Others say we need migrants to fill jobs. What's your view on migration and immigration?
Well, it's a very, very sensitive issue. Feelings are running high on all sides. I feel we need to listen to one another and try to understand the different feelings people have, rather than condemning people for how they feel. On the practical side, I am a member of the baby boom generation. There are a lot of us, and we're all getting older and using more facilities. We need more carers in social care to look after us. We need more people in hospital because we get sick, more sick. We don't have enough people at the moment to do those jobs.
And one of the reasons people say we need the migrants, as you just said, to fill those jobs, because there's a large number of people still in this country off work and on benefits too. How would you get people off benefits and back into work where that's possible?
Well, that's a health issue for me. People are not in work because they are not well enough to be in work. Most people want to work. They want to have all that work offers them, but not just financially, but in feeling good about themselves and their contribution. So it goes hand in hand for me, improving health and improving the ability and the opportunities for people who aren't well to get back to work.
Let's talk about Brexit. This is the one that a lot of parties haven't wanted to talk about. What's your position on Brexit? What's the Green position on Brexit and our relationship with the EU?
Well, it's pretty unequivocal. We think we should, not immediately, but it would take time, we would return to Europe somehow. Maybe start with the customs union and things like the ability of musicians to travel to and from easily. We believe it has damaged our economy, made exporting more difficult, more expensive. You can't sell your goods in Europe, so if your goods are too expensive, you won't sell them. I personally voted to remain. I voted to remain because I was mindful of my parents and what they had gone through in the war, and my grandparents had gone through in the First World War, and the wish for this never to happen again. And I voted, if you like, for peace in Europe.
You talk about peace in Europe, and one of the concerns of our listeners, the world has become a more dangerous place, especially in the last 2 years. Wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, the increasing impact of cyber attacks, and our armed forces appear to be at the lowest levels they've been in a long time. How would your party keep our country safe?
Well, we believe in talk rather than fighting. We think we should not be first use of the nuclear weapon. That we should need a defence system. Every country has a right.
Do you think we should have those nuclear weapons as a deterrent?
We think we should divest ourselves slowly of that. And most countries in the world don't have nuclear weapons. And I have not observed in my lifetime that they have been subject to being taken over, really. Certainly not in Western Europe.
Let's talk about the Staffordshire Moorlands then. And what do you see as the local issues for the Staffordshire Moorlands? And what is it that you want to do if you were elected as our local MP for the Staffordshire Moorlands?
What do I see as the issues?
What do you see as the issues first that are specific to the Moorlands?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say they're totally only the problem of the Moreland's, but Moreland problems are in the rural economy. We are a dairy beef producing area, and know that farmers find getting a fair price for their goods difficult, and I think that people should be paid fairly for what they spend time producing. And we need food. It's one of the basics of life. Farmers should be able to get a decent living doing the job that we need them to do. I think those are problems in transport. None of the towns in the Moorlands has a railway station, I don't think. I think Cheadle is the nearest to a railway station. I know personally it's frustrating if you want to use a train to not be able to get from Leek to the railway station directly by public transport.
So what would you do about that as if you were our MP?
I would advocate for the reopening of the rail line. It's still there. It still has the rail, a lot of the rails, and the infrastructure is still there. It's got a lot of trees growing in it, but they can be removed. So we'd want to see a railway link, which is good not only to get to Stoke to go to London or Devon or wherever you want to go, it's good for the local economy and help us be more connected.
And is there anything else that you would champion on the Staffordshire Moorlands' behalf if you were in Westminster?
Housing. I think that's not an issue confined to our beautiful area, but if you're a young person born and brought up in the Moorland villages, you'd be very lucky to afford a house there. So you have to move. And I think that problem is made worse by the increasing number of houses that are bought up as holiday rentals. Again, that is, I know of a place, not here, but on the North York coast, where not a single house is lived in by a resident. That's all holiday lets. So something, to me, has to be done to manage that better.
It's a real challenge in an area like this, isn't it? Because I know just recently there's big housing proposals put forward in Cheadle that have been declined for planning because of the outstanding natural beauty of the area. How do you sort of strike that balance between, destroying a beautiful area like the Staffordshire Moorlands but building plenty of affordable homes?
I think the Green Party is that you should build small pockets of houses dotted, if you like, all over the place, rather than a huge estate bolted on to the side of a town. Partly because it's better for the environment and keeping the green space that we want to keep, and partly because it helps social cohesion. And a community can absorb a few people, a few new people, make them feel part of it and not feel that they're overwhelmed by hundreds of new people. So it's better for everybody, for the community and for the new people who come.
We're almost out of time, but what we've done with all of the candidates we've spoken to this week is giving you one final minute to tell us why we should vote for you on July the 4th. So, Helen, over to you.
Thank you. The people of the Moorlands do care and do want things to be different, but have lost faith in politics to solve these problems. But democracy survives by us all taking part, so please vote. Vote for what you believe is right for the Moorlands and for this country and its people. If you believe poverty is at the root of many of the problems we face today in housing, making ends meet and health, vote Green. If you believe the climate and nature crisis is real, and for the sake of our children and our grandchildren's future, it must be tackled, vote Green. If you believe in a community who seek to live together with trust, fairness, kindness and integrity, vote Green. The Green Party stands for real hope and real change. If this is what you want, vote Green. And thank you for listening to me.
Helen, thank you for your time this morning.